Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and if you're anything like me, you've probably felt that little buzz of anxiety when you glance at your phone and see how many notifications are piling up. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that dopamine hit? It's a vicious cycle, right? But guess what? We can break free. And today we're diving into a powerful antidote. Reading offline. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, Rachel, I haven't cracked open a physical book since high school, hear me out. There are some seriously cool benefits to unplugging and getting lost in the world of paper and ink. First things first, reading offline helps you truly focus. No pesky notifications popping up, no endless scrolling, just you, the words, and your imagination running wild. Think about it. How many times have you been trying to read something online and found yourself drifting off to check social media or answer an email? Reading offline eliminates those distractions and allows your brain to fully immerse itself in the story. It's like giving your mind a much-needed detox from the digital overload. And speaking of focus, let's talk about memory retention. Studies show that we remember information better when we read it on paper than when we read it on screen. Think back to those textbook chapters you actually understood in school, chances are they were printed. It's because physically turning pages and engaging with the text creates a stronger neural pathway in your brain, helping those facts and figures stick around for longer. Here's another game changer. Reading offline can boost your creativity and imagination. When we consume information digitally, it often comes in bite-sized chunks, scrolling past us at lightning speed. But when you read offline, you have a space to truly savor each word, allowing your mind to wander and make connections that wouldn't be possible on a screen. It's like giving your creativity a playground to run wild. Ever feel like your stress levels are constantly through the roof? Well, research shows that reading can actually lower cortisol, the hormone responsible for stress. So, imagine curling up with a good book in a cozy spot, no emails, no texts, just pure relaxation and mental escape. It's like hitting the reset button on your day. And finally, let's not forget about the simple joy of reading offline. Remember that feeling of turning the page to discover a new chapter or losing yourself in a world you never knew existed? That magic is something we sometimes forget in our fast-paced digital lives. Reading offline allows us to slow down, appreciate the beauty of language, and reconnect with ourselves. Now, I want to hear from you. Think back to your last truly immersive reading experience. Was it online or offline? And what made it so special? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at a coffee shop, surrounded by the gentle hum of conversation and the aroma of freshly brewed beans. The sun streams through the window, casting warm rays on your face as you settle into a comfy chair with a brand new book in hand. You take a deep breath, close your eyes for a moment, and let the weight of the digital world melt away. You open your eyes, turn to the first page, and suddenly you're transported to another time, another place, another reality. The words on the page come alive, weaving a tapestry of emotions, adventures, and insights that keep you captivated until the very last line. Sound pretty good? That's the magic of reading offline. So, there you have it, 5 fantastic reasons why taking a break from screens and diving into the world of books can be a game changer for your well-being. Focus, memory, creativity, stress relief, and pure joy, what more could you ask for? Remember, focus unplugging doesn't mean disconnecting. It means consciously choosing to invest in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. So next time you feel overwhelmed by the digital noise, grab a book, find a quiet corner, and let the words take you on an adventure. You won't regret it. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me. What are your favorite offline reading experiences? What books have had the biggest impact on your life? Let's keep this conversation going. I can't wait to hear from you in the comments and on social media. Until next time, happy reading.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.